Madison Cruz. She's our 92.9 The Game soccer insider. Madison, this is your first time hanging out with us. Welcome to the show.
It is. I'm excited. This is my morning shift debut. I'm pumped about it.
Yeah. Our conversation with Madison is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelers. The world is watching greatness. Celebrate yours at Salomon Brothers, Buckhead, Alpharetta, Sharpsburg. I think we have to start with the United States. And look, as I was with a lot of casual observers over the weekend on Friday, and I think the question a lot of casual observers have is the United States rounding into form at the right time? Is this all about opponent? Is this all about situation? Obviously a good showing for them. What did you make of the United States out there on Friday night?
I thought it was one of the best performances I think you've seen from this USA side. I think especially under Mauricio Pochettino. I mean, it was a dominating performance over Paraguay. And listen, our group is not easy either. Our group is considered one of the strongest, especially when you look at the rankings. The U.S. is right now kind of closer to like the bottom tier one of the teams in the tournament. And then you have Australia, who actually sits at the top end of some of the lower teams in the tournament. So looking at everyone else with Australia, Paraguay, Turkey, USA, it's all so close in margin that actually going into the Paraguay game, especially with the way that November friendlies ended with a little bit of a heat at the end of that one, I kind of thought this one would be the same way, kind of carry that over. But I thought the USA, I mean, it was a dominating performance. I mean, to get Balogun, to get Christian Pulisic, all of them on in those moments, I think that's going to set the tone here, I think, for the USA. They are the ones that you're going to be looking for, I think, to keep going with that spark. And you saw that in the match. And it's great that they're getting hot right now because that's exactly when you need them to get hot.
And, of course, they'll take on Australia on Friday. Madison, what has been the biggest surprise of the tournament through the first couple of days so far for you?
Ooh, honestly, I think it might have been yesterday's matchup. Listen, the Ivory Coast were able to get the 1-0 win over Ecuador. Ecuador is a lot of teams' dark horse, or a lot of people's dark horses this season. And yesterday, Ivory Coast were able to sneak one in. They were able to find one in stoppage time, able to find and get the 1-0 result, especially with that group now, too. I mean, Germany obviously taking a dominating performance over Curacao, but Ivory Coast now sneaking through. They were a team that is kind of sneaky, but they also had a friendly with France, and they beat France. France is one of the tops to win the tournament. And Ivory Coast got the job done against Ecuador. So I think Ivory Coast, they're a team to watch out for. And I'm excited to see what they do next in the group stage.
Madison, I was watching a little bit of the coverage Saturday, and Thierry Henry was breaking down some of the runs that the U.S. was able to make against Paraguay. And specifically, one where Tim Ream basically started yelling at Christian Pulisic in the middle of it because he messed his spacing up. My question is really about Tim Ream as the captain. I think a lot of people thought maybe it would be Christian Pulisic, but he's not. It's Ream. How important has he been as the captain so far for this team?
Tim Ream, I think when you look at a captaincy, when you look at everything else, a lot of times people think, especially with a captain being named for the tournament, they have to be on the pitch the whole time. And listen, you have captains within the team. It's not just about who wears the captain's armband, who is named the captain. Tim Ream, though, I think is the perfect explanation of the absolute captain and the true leader of this team. I mean, especially with the way Mauricio Pochettino talks about him, when you see Tim Ream, the way he leads in moments, he's an experienced player, and he's still a very top defender as well, I think, for this U.S. side, especially with his intelligence. I think the way he reads the game, he's been in a lot of situations where he knows what he needs to do. He is experienced enough at so many levels of this game to be able to help this team. And so for me, Tim Ream getting the captain's armband, it wasn't a shock. I was actually really happy that he got the captain's armband. I think he deserves it. He's been, I think, all over the place. He's been a very consistent member with this team. And I think it's well-earned and well-deserved.
Hanging out with 92.9 The Game soccer insider Madison Cruz, talking a little bit of World Cup. And Madison, you mentioned it a little bit a second ago. Australia gets the result over Turkey and kind of throws Group D into a slight bit of chaos. What do you make of the United States path forward, I guess, against both those teams, who they'll see?
Yeah, that I was a little shocked at that matchup. I was the sicko. I did stay up till 12 a.m. to watch that game. And listen, one thing you'll know about me, if we continue this and keep going on, I'm a little bit of a sicko with that stuff. So me and Jason Longshore have that in common a little bit. Did stay up to 12 a.m. to watch it. I was really shocked, honestly. I didn't really know what to make of Australia. I didn't get a chance to fully see what they would look like. And so getting the chance to see them against a really top European side in Turkey, they got the result, and it's kind of a shock. And now I think it throws things in a bit of a tailspin. For the U.S., I think going in, to that game, you just have to be cautious of the counterattacking run that Australia will do. They have the speed up top. We saw one of the goals was a breakaway, and Turkey couldn't slow it down. I mean, it was a class finish, too, from Australia. And so I think when you look at this side, when you look at Australia, that's something the U.S. has to watch out for. But I thought they did a good job of that against Paraguay. They were able to pin Paraguay so far deep into their half. And it's something Jason and I talk about a lot when it comes to field positioning. They were able to keep Paraguay pinned so into their own defensive half that even when they got the ball, it was so difficult to break out and even get into their attacking half. Because the USA just stayed so compact and were able just to pin them, did not allow them to do anything. And then the USA were able just to hold on to field possession, were able to make the moments count. So for Australia, I think you just have to stay switched on in that moment. Australia is going to be riding the high, getting the 2-0 result over Turkey. USA is also riding the high. But I think for the U.S., you just got to make sure you stay focused, stay centered, and make sure you're watching in some of those runs and make sure you're closing down those counterattacking lanes quickly before Australia can break.
Well, and obviously we've got all eyes on the U.S. right now, but is there a nation flying under the radar that people should start paying attention to at this point?
Ooh, I think there's a few, honestly. I mean, I talked about Ivory Coast. I do think that they can make some pretty good waves, I think, in this tournament, especially getting the result against France in the friendlies. I mean, getting the win against France. France is a top team. And honestly, too, I'm really excited to see some of maybe the teams making their debuts. Uzbekistan's one. They're training right here in Atlanta. They're led by Fabio Cannavaro, I mean, an Italian legend as well in the game. I'm excited to see Uzbekistan maybe take the stage as well. I really think that these teams, especially some of those smaller ones, they're going to have a big punch. I mean, listen, we talk about Curaçao. Curaçao, I mean, just a big moment for them yesterday. They got the goal, unfortunately didn't get the win. Germany were able to pull out a dominating performance there. But you get some of these smaller teams that I think a lot of times people maybe look down on them a little bit. But, I mean, hey, I mean, sometimes it doesn't matter about that. It doesn't matter. David versus Goliath, right? I mean, anything can happen in the World Cup.
Yeah, personally, I'm really excited to see the Kiwis play today. Look, with Germany, I know that they beat Curaçao pretty badly. And I go back and look, that was the last friendly that the U.S. had. And it really was a pretty good match. Obviously, we dropped it. But is Germany's win yesterday or result based on who they played? Or are they really going to be a force in this tournament?
Germany is an interesting one because I still, I think, have some question marks as well. I think against the U.S. weren't easy on them, and they made it difficult for Germany. I mean, they got the result. They got the first goal in the second minute. That's off of a set piece, and that's just one of those moments you get caught not tracking your man there. They're able to get a great header there. The second one, also kind of a lapse in concentration from the U.S. in the second half. That happens after a little bit of that hydration break, happens after a little bit of shift change too, bringing a couple of subs. You're maybe not switched on. But after that, I mean, I thought the U.S. took it to Germany. They didn't let a lot of chances slide after that. And so Germany getting this result over Curaçao, I do think it does show what you wanted to see from that Germany side. You wanted to see them come out with that result. I still have question marks, I think, especially defensively and maybe as well, like in that back line too, especially going up maybe against some of the more tougher opponents they're going to see in the tournament. I'm curious to see where they stand. And I think also just from that physical, but also the mental side too, how you go up against an opponent like that. It can be easy after you get a 7-1 result over Curaçao to kind of maybe take it easier, be like, oh, we got this. You know, we already got the cushion there. You don't want to do that in a World Cup. You want to make sure that you're continually pushing forward and keeping things going because, again, in this tournament and in football, as we all know it, I mean, anything can change. It is one of the few sports in the world where you could play really well and still not win the game.
Madison, real quick before we let you go, I was going to ask you this. If you're Joe from Villarica, and you are driving in right now listening to us, and he says, oh, I want to be a sicko too. Give me something, not the United States on Friday, but give me a match over the next 3 days that maybe Joe should take a day off from work and make sure he catches.
Oh, wow. So there's so many games. Oh, this is a hard one. Honestly, I'll give you one. I'll give you France and Senegal. That's the one I would say. That's tomorrow at 3 p.m., That matchup is actually a rematch. If anyone remembers, the last time that France and Senegal played each other, Senegal got the upset in 2002. It was the opening game as well of that World Cup. And Senegal were able to shock France. That was Thierry Henry. Completely shocked France in that one. So I think that is also a really interesting matchup because I think Senegal is a really top side too. And then France, I mean, they're considered one of the favorites alongside Spain playing here at the Benz later today against Cape Verde. I mean, I think that matchup will be an interesting, I think, placement to see where France can fall in this tournament. Because there's a lot of questions still surrounding France, especially can they come together as a team? And I think that matchup will be a good indicator on how we see the rest of France continue on in the group stage and then also into the knockout rounds.
Madison Cruz, she's our 92.9 The Game soccer insider. She just made her morning shift debut. Madison, I hope we can do it again soon. Let's talk about it a little bit more, you sicko, you.
Listen, absolutely, anytime.
All right, thanks. That's Madison Cruz, guys.